It is 7:44. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Fresh Breakfast with ENSK as well as Shaquan. Listen, this weekend is going to be a huge weekend for sports in terms of Namibia. Okay, there's football that will start. That's the Debmarine Namibia Premier League that will restart on Sunday. We will talk about that as the show goes on, especially after 9. And then obviously the Windhoek draft of Wolvetjies will go up against the Griquas or South Africa, which is going to be interesting. And guess what? We've got the main man, the man that will be that is tasked to guarantee victory for us.
All the pressure is building.
It's getting worse, sir.
Yes.
We've got Alistair Kutsia in the building. Mr. Alistair Kutsia, how are you doing?
NSK, thanks for having me, guys. Shaquan, really nice to meet you. Yes. Fantastic. I'm doing well, thank you.
Look, man, we saw you with our partners right next door with the Radio Wave, and we were like, no, listen, there's no way we cannot have Mr. Alistair Kutsia in studio. I'm a huge rugby fan, so I know your work, the work that you've done with the Springboks and now the Wolvetjies. Shaquan, I understand you must also try playing, must also at some point, and do very good in the 18.
No. So, what? Don't. So I actually went to Windhoek High School. So when I was in my grade 12 year, just before we wrote the matric exams, that's when they introduced the Women's League. We played for a little bit. And it was also great because that's the only time that we could actually tackle people that we didn't like without getting detention.
Take out your frustration.
Yes, absolutely. It was a good time.
That's brilliant. Great news.
And I can tell you right now, school sports in terms of school rugby is wild, isn't it?
That's wild. And I'm so happy you guys are rugby guys. You know, you love the game and you understand.
We understand it 100%.
Brilliant.
Look, man, the Wolvetjies is the pride of this country.
Yeah.
It's the only team that has been to every single World Cup since independence.
100%.
How do you feel having this task?
Yeah, it is. It's quite a big one. Look, it's a big honor and a privilege to represent your country, first of all.
Yeah.
And if you have a nation behind you, if you have a president like Dr. Hage Geingob supporting rugby, even more so, you know. And that is what this game is all about this weekend.
Yeah.
It's in his honor, you know. And what is great about it, all the proceeds, all the funds, he will give back to the union to help us prepare for Rugby World Cup, you know. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah.
No, it is, the boys are so excited about tomorrow. Look, there's a few things about Namibian rugby, which is different to all other rugby nations, maybe, especially tier one nations. It's not fully professional, it's not full time. So we all got all our players in Monday, and we're starting to prepare for this week, which will help us against Spain when you go on tour on the 12th and the 19th against Canada in Amsterdam. So this week against Griquas is going to be a bit of a scratchy, I think, because we, after the qualification rounds in France, you know, we meet for the first time again. But we had a great week of preparation. We're looking forward. There's excitement in the whole of Windhoek. You know, we're just looking for the fans to come out and support. We will give it our best, you know. Shaquan, so we're ready. Yeah. We're ready.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you say that, is it because of their busy schedules that you haven't prepared? But at this point, when you've seen the training session this whole week, you're content and comfortable enough to know that the boys will...
Pleased enough that they could perform and you know, and what you normally train and you put your structures and systems in place, that's what you want to see come through under pressure. You understand? Our boys are spread all over the world. Russia, they play in France, some play, you know, in Poland, some play. They spread all over Europe and in South Africa. So you can only have them a week before your test. So that's where they're working, basically.
Yeah, that's
when they've
got
to represent their country.
Job.
That's a full-time job.
Exactly.
And that is what I've got to rely on, that week of preparation. A bit unfair, but no excuses.
Yeah.
If you've got to perform on Saturday.
Okay.
Look, we're going to have to let you go, Alistair, but I just one last thought. We've got Spain. We've got Canada.
And we're playing Canada in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam. Okay. And then we've got the World Cup coming.
Yep.
You know about the unfortunate record the unfortunate reality that we haven't had a victory at the World Cup.
Obviously, okay. That's one of our main objectives.
One of our main objectives.
And we will leave no stone unturned.
I believe, I'm making that promise on Fresh FM, Alistair.
Well, you know, promises can be broken, but I hate that. So we'll give it our all to make sure that we get that one W under our name.
And absolutely. You know, the thing is, like, and I always say this with NSK. I mean, I said the same thing as well with the cricket when they went to Australia recently. And for me, I just feel like people also need to understand how... It's a different ball game when you get that side.
Absolutely. Mm.
You can prepare yourself as much as you can, the best way that you feel. But when you get that side, your opponents have been preparing as well. And it's like, these are like top people or players or teams or countries.
World stage,
exactly. 100%. You know, so regardless of what happens, I mean, obviously it is a goal that you have and you would want to obviously bring that cup back home. Yep. But regardless of just carrying our flag, man, we got to give you props for that. The rugby has done amazing, you know, in different sport codes that we have. So we see you and we recognize you and
always welcome to join you guys again. You know, the cricket, unfortunately, they didn't go through. But they're giving their all as well.
True.
All the, you know, the hardships and shortcomings. Mm-hmm. We have even soccer challenges we face.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Namibians. Right. It's not called the land of the brave.
For nothing.
Yes. Come on, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Alistair, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. Good luck with the game this weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, cool. Energize with Fresh Breakfast.